720 WGN, a classic line from the 1967 film The Graduate. And Ken Benick is Vice President of Engineering and Tooling at Fabric Molded Plastics. And, of course, Darren McHenry and I would guess that there is a great future in plastics. Wouldn't you say so?
There is, John. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Did you ever see The Graduate by any way? By any chance? I mean, it's way back in time.
It's been a long time, but yeah. Yes.
When they told me you were coming on and what your company did, I don't know how it is that I suddenly flashed back to that scene, which is perfect.
We have a couple of great movie enthusiasts in our company that I think by the hour make phenomenal movie references.
So that's awesome.
I'm very accustomed to it.
So you've been there since 1980, is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we were a privately held company that started in 1980, presently in second-generation ownership with a third generation, basically between high school and college, but starting to, you know, interject themselves inside of the business in the summer times. Started out with three presses in a small building in Algonquin. And then in 1992, broke ground on our current site in McHenry, expanded throughout the years, as well as purchasing a second facility right across the street from our main facility.
What's the attraction of McHenry?
Oh, gosh. You know, we've got a lot of great access to a lot of good people, good community, educators within the community, where we partner real close with McHenry High School and promoting manufacturing with the students locally, but just, you know, good city to work with and good community of people, and the labor force is strong.
You know, I know absolutely nothing about molded plastics other than the definition of both of those words, but I think I hear about molded plastics in a lot of different venues, being used for a lot of different things. What are the kind of things that you mold, I guess, if that's the right question?
Yeah, Fabrique Molded Plastics, we sell into primarily the automotive, medical, industrial, and solar industries.
Yeah.
But, you know, our process is specifically injection molding. So essentially what you do is melt thermoplastic material, inject it under a controlled pressure into a precision mold, cool it, that mold solidifies the part, the mold opens, and you end up with a finished part. Process that's highly repeatable, producing complex geometries with tight tolerances at a high production rate.
Could you tell us, just for my own personal information, some of the most interesting products or components that you've helped create over the years?
Yeah. Can relate to really well. If you drive a vehicle that's an SUV or a truck, you know, if you tow a trailer, on the back of that, you know, commonly is a 7-4-way trailer connector. So, you know, there's the traditional 4-pin that hooks up to pretty typical trailers. And then campers have these 7-pin connectors. So, you know, and just about every towable vehicle has one of those, and we injection mold the housing for that trailer tow connector. So it's something that people can relate to real well. In the medical industry, you know, if you're in the hospital and you're unable to care for yourself per se, we provide a lot of products into the oral care space for those that can't necessarily take care of themselves real well. So a pretty, you know, not something that everybody wants to see and deal with, but at the same time, something that, you know, you may not realize it when you're exposed to it.
You know, I thought that might be an aspect of what it is that you do. Would people recognize injected molding if they saw it in a product?
Some might and some might not. You know, obviously there's multiple different plastic processes out there, you know, from a thermal forming standpoint, blow molding. So there's a lot of variety in the processes out there. So it doesn't mean that everybody will recognize specifically what right. Fabrique does.
Yeah. You know, I played that clip from The Graduate from 1967 saying that there's a great future in plastics. Is there still a great future in plastics?
There is. And ultimately, when you get down to it, obviously plastics can has at times a bad name associated with it. But, you know, we as a company continue to work to manage in a healthy environmental space, utilize recycling methods, you know, not send stuff to the landfill. We work with, you know, local partners from a recycling program. So there are, you know, vast arrays of growth still in the plastics industry. That has a lot of good use. At the end of the day, it's all about us individuals is how we manage it and do our best to do what we're doing, you know, whether it would be paper or plastics, and recycle as much as we can.
What would you say perhaps to a young person considering, you know, what they're going to do for the rest of their life as far as a career and a career in specifically manufacturing? What would you say to that person?
Yeah, John, it's a great question because, you know, a lot of times, you know, the youth of today obviously have the opportunity to hear from their parents, you know, their careers and what everybody else might have grown up with. And their grandparents probably grew up in a, you know, from a manufacturing environment standpoint, a dark, dingy type environment. You know, today's manufacturing is much cleaner, brighter. Fabrique, we have an environmentally controlled environment. You know, so we operate at, you know, 78 degrees throughout our plant, so it's temperature controlled. And you create a better, healthier, ergonomic lifestyle within the manufacturing environment. You know, the other thing that's really significantly different today is the amount of technology that's out there in the manufacturing space. You know, so you can get engaged into multiple spaces of manufacturing that utilizes today's technology and our minds at a greater rate than we ever have.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic company. McHenry sounds like a great place, and Ken, you sound like a fantastic person. So thank you so much for being with us here tonight at WGN, and all the best to you.
Really appreciate it. Thank you, John.
You betcha.